Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. Here with Francisco Rojas, and we are officially getting into, you know, hot stove season. Is it 5 days after the World Series? I think 5 days after the World Series that free agents can start signing and whatnot. I think we're here. Pretty sure we're here. If not, it's like one more day, but pretty sure we're here. Phillies signed an outfielder. Who was it? And it's somebody that hit 20-plus home runs just a year ago. Who was it? How big of an impact? We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. There's a lot to talk about on today's show. An MLB insider talking about in the likes of a trade that I mentioned last show, somebody that I want in the outfield that I think could be, you know, could provide some pop for the middle of this lineup. We're going to play that sound for you as well in the show. And had a little bit of a debate earlier, last night when I was producing the John Johnson show, talking about a rivalry that I don't think is a rivalry with the Philadelphia Phillies and a team that pretty big deal right now in baseball. And I don't think they're a rival of the Phillies, but I think there's a lot of people that do. And I'm going to try to explain to you why I don't think they're a rival. So stay tuned for that as well. But a bunch of stuff that I want to get to on today's show. I first want to start with the Phillies spring training schedule has been released. The spring training will officially, according to Phillies.com, get underway on February 21st. It's going to be a game against the Blue Jays in Dunedin, Florida. Next day, Phils will make their first appearance at BayCare Ballpark, where they're going to host the Pirates. That will be their Grapefruit League home opener the next day on February 22nd. So that is what's going to go on with spring training. That starts February 21st, first game against the Blue Jays, and then their Grapefruit League home opener the next day on February 22nd. Okay, also, as again, we've gotten going with Hot Stove and, you know, transactions and, you know, rumors everywhere too. But the Phillies pick up Jose Alvarado's option, and one that we are not surprised by because Dave Dombrowski mentioned it in his press conference that he didn't. He expected him and would be surprised if he was back with the, if he wasn't back with the team. He said he wasn't going to be surprised if Jose Alvarado was not going to be back with the team. So Jose Alvarado remains a Philadelphia Philly. And like I told you in the last episode, and I elaborated why I think Alvarado bringing him back, it does more good than bad. I still think, I know that it feels kind of weird considering what happened last year with the 80-game PED suspension. I totally understand that, and I know we all really disliked Jose Alvarado for a good amount of the season, even though fans gave him a standing O, which made zero sense at all. I understand that we had come to like Jose Alvarado over the years, and I totally understand that, and me too as well, but it didn't really make sense to do that. But here we are, and the Phils pick up Alvarado's option, and I think he just makes too much sense for the back end of their bullpen, especially considering, you know, how shaky Orion Kerkering has been in high leverage situations, and we saw at the end of the season. I think they need some more security to the back end of the bullpen, and they need a lefty to go along with Strom as well. And it only costs, what, $9 million to pick his option up? I think it makes sense. And when Jose Alvarado is at his best, he's one of the best relievers in baseball. We've seen it over the last couple of years. I know he's kind of been up and down the last couple of years, but I still think it just makes too much sense, especially given the just being able to conveniently pick up that option for this year. So I like the move. I know some people were against it just because, I guess, the vibes and stuff like that. I don't think... Like, look, Alvarado did it once. I know the probably team didn't like him last year. I know a lot of fans didn't like him, and I totally understand that. But it's a new season. You know, I'm willing to give Alvarado another chance here, and hopefully he can stay healthy this year and be a big part of this bullpen that's going to feature the likes of Duran, Strom, still Kerkering, we think, and then Alvi, and then Tanner Banks, too. And then we'll see any new arms that are added to the pen. So Jose Alvarado, his option picked up. I do think it was a good move, but so Jose Alvarado's option picked up. Okay, the Phillies, they signed an outfielder, Brian De La Cruz, who we are familiar with here in Philadelphia. You know, if you're watching the Phillies every day, which every day in the regular season and playoffs, pretty sure if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are doing that, and you probably know who Brian De La Cruz is, but if not, I'm just going to explain to you who he is. He is a right-handed hitting outfielder who played 16 games for Atlanta last year. The year before, when he split time between Miami and Pittsburgh, he was traded mid-season. I believe he was traded mid-season. I'm pretty sure Pittsburgh traded for him. I could be wrong on that. But Brian De La Cruz last year, in 2024, hit 21 homers. His OPS was only 654. It wasn't great. But De La Cruz once for Miami earlier in his career, in the early 2020s, earlier this decade, was kind of viewed as somebody that had potential for Miami. And then Miami ends up going to Pittsburgh. But, look, I think for a 28-year-old that has some pop and that it's just outfield depth. This isn't like a move to replace Nick Castellanos. That would not be a good move. He had negative 1.4 war in 2024, De La Cruz did. At least according to Metric series, negative 12 defensive runs saved through 5 years as an outfielder. So not the best fielder, it seems like. But look, I'm fine with a minor league contract for a guy that's probably just going to add to some depth for the team. I really like the move. I like this type of move. I mean, if De La Cruz is here and he's in the minors and he's not performing as to even be a decent depth piece for the Phillies, then no harm, no foul. It's just a minor league deal. So I'm totally, totally on board with bringing in Brian De La Cruz just on a minor league contract. So I'm happy with that. Okay. Don Mattingly, who was just a part of the Blue Jays team as a bench coach, is now on the open market. And could he be the bench coach the Phillies are looking for? I mean, does it not make so much sense for a bench coach that they're looking for? I mean, could it not make more sense? Preston, his son, right? Preston is definitely Don Mattingly's son. And I mean, that right there, you got Don as Preston's dad. You got that there. You got that connection. And then, I mean, the Phillies are looking for an opening. I don't see why Don Mattingly wouldn't make like just so much sense for the Phillies as a bench coach. So Don Mattingly, I believe maybe he'd be open to, I don't know if he'd be open to managing again. I believe he said, depending on the right fit. I'm not sure. I mean, there's like the Rockies opening. I don't know if he would take that necessarily, but Don Mattingly could be. I mean, it's look, Phils are looking for a new bench coach now. It would just make so much sense. It would make so much sense. So Don Mattingly now on the open market after not, you know, after being with the Blue Jays, almost winning the World Series this year. So Don Mattingly is out there. So that's something to monitor. Okay. Next thing, before I get to this topic about whether or not there's this team that people seem to think is a Phillies rivalry when I really don't think they are. JP Morosi, MLB Network Insider, was recently on MLB Network, and he talked about a couple of trade candidates for the Phillies that play for the Los Angeles Angels. I mentioned one of these guys last show. Take a listen. This was JP Morosi on these guys.
I always try to get you to name percentages. I'm sure you're not thrilled about that, much to your dismay. There's always in Anaheim a lot of Angels in outfield, right? For lack of a better term, and they need pitching. So what are the chances? What percentage do they move one of those bats? What do you think?
Lauren, first of all, great movie, one of the classics of our youth. And I will say this, the Los Angeles Angels, I would say a better than 50-50 chance that they move one of their significant veteran outfielders, Joe Adell or Taylor Ward. And here's where the timing of all of this comes into the equation. I suspect next week teams are going to be having conversations with Kyle Tucker's representatives and say, okay, what is Kyle Tucker going to cost? And then when they hear that number, they'll say, you know what? I can probably afford to give up a prospect or two for one of these two guys who, look at them, they are tied for the top five in home runs among all American League players. Of course, Raleigh, Judge, and Caminero, the only three that were above 45, but there they are. Joe Adell and Taylor Ward. Probably Adell and Ward both better off playing the outfield.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Corners, and I'll mention one team in particular. the Philadelphia Phillies, because we know that Castellanos probably will get moved. Alec Bohm could get traded. Kyle Schwarber's a free agent. A lot of moving parts there with the Phillies. Harrison Bader now is a free agent too. So the outfield there with Philly, very much a work in progress. I could easily see an Angels-Phillies move involving one of those outfielders.
You know, so you have it. He mentioned, so I mentioned last show, you know, doing my prediction on what I would do if I were, not prediction, but talking about what I would do if I was Dave Dombrowski heading into this offseason. And if you want to go listen to that podcast, it was earlier this week on Monday where I laid out what I would do if I were Dave Dombrowski. Podcast is literally titled What I Would Do This Offseason If I Were Dave Dombrowski. And I mentioned that I thought it would be a good idea to get creative in certain areas. And I think it would make sense to maybe trade Brandon Marsh along with Alec Bohm and maybe a prospect. Maybe you wouldn't even have to give up that much. Maybe you wouldn't have to give up that much. I don't know. But I think it would be right to trade Bohm and Marsh for like a Taylor Ward, because I think he provides pop in the lineup. He's an upgrade over Nick Castellanos, who's Nick Castellanos has not been good as a Philly for the most part. And I think Ward could give you like 25 to 30 home runs. He had 36 last year. Maybe that's a ceiling. I don't know. Maybe he continues to hit that many, and that would be huge. But, and if you were on the Phillies hitting that many. But I think Taylor Ward would be a good fit. I also think Joe Adell would be a good fit. I mean, he kind of had a bit of a breakout season for the Angels. I mean, people have been waiting for him to break out for a couple of years now, since he was called up in 2020. Did hit 20 homers in 2024, and that was a big step for him. But his OPS wasn't even league average. Last year, hit 37 homers, almost 100 RBI, and slugged almost 500 and had a 778 OPS. And that was a good year offensively for Joe Adell. And that was a big breakout year for him. People have been waiting to see what he's been able to do. I would be in on Joe Adell as well. Like I would give him a chance, just because I think he would add that pop to the lineup and be able to play the outfield. And I don't know. Adell's played mostly right field, which is exactly where I think it would be perfect for Adell to play. It would be perfect for Adell to play, because I still think. You re-sign Bader and have Bader and Crawford there in the outfield, and then you have maybe Adell or Ward there. There are different ways that you can go, but I do think it would be a good idea to trade for a Joe Adell, a Taylor Ward, and I don't think it would take, I don't know, maybe it would take a little more for Adell, considering he was a big-time prospect. I don't remember exactly how big of a big-time prospect Taylor Ward was, but Adell coming up with the Angels was somebody that was viewed as, like, this guy's got all this power. He's a big guy, and he has all these tools that would make him just, like, a great player in Major League Baseball. And I don't know. I don't know how much Adell would take. I don't know if it would take a little more just because of, you know, his earlier background as being a big time prospect. I don't know. He's 26 now, so he's a little younger than Ward. And I believe Taylor Ward is, yes, he is 31 years old. So even he's 5 years younger than Ward's 31, Adell's 26. So I'm in on both of those. I mean, I don't think you'd have to give up a boatload, but like, I'm willing to get off of Bohm and Marsh and go sign Alex Bregman. I know it might take those 5-6 year deals. I know that's tough, but they would make sense for the team. I just think as the fit goes, and I think Ward and Adell would fit for the Phillies as well. So we will see. We're gonna see. I'm curious to see how creative Dave Dombrowski gets this offseason and what he could do with trading for a Taylor Ward or a Joe Adell. So there was JP Morosi, him putting it out there. I mean, it was Anthony Sanfilippo from Vaughn Patterson. Shout out to Anthony. He does a great job that mentioned a possible trade with, you know, Bohm but Marsh and Taylor Ward, flipping those two. Probably would take a little more in my opinion, but we'll see. I don't know, but shout out to Anthony. He's the one who initially wrote an article about it. Or at least it was Nolan Patterson and was quoted about. I don't know if it was Tim Kelly or Sanfilippo, but either way, something to monitor here. All right, so last thing that I wanted to talk about today, and maybe we'll get to a little bit around Major League Baseball and some other rumors that are circling MLB if I have time before the pod's over. But I was on the John Dodson show last night, and we discussed, I don't remember how it came up. I think he asked me if I had been wearing any, if I had been buying any jerseys as of late. I think that's how it started. And I said, that's exactly how it went. And I said, I haven't bought anything recently, but I would be totally in on getting like a Dodgers Ohtani jersey, because I didn't think that, or I still don't think that the Dodgers and the Phillies are like huge rivals. Like they're not huge rivals. So I said, look, like my how I draw the line with shirts and jerseys that I buy, because I'm a big shirt and jersey guy, and I'm just like an all around, you know, baseball fan and all around sports fans. I just like to have different jerseys, different players, not just in Philadelphia. I have a Ken Griffey Jr. jersey, and I have an old like Atlanta Mike Vick jersey. I know it's a little different because he played in Philadelphia as well. But you know, when I was younger, I had Peyton Manning jersey. I had I'm trying to think who else I've had, but I've had some jerseys over the years, and I've got a Red Sox Pedro Martinez jersey. So I just like to collect jerseys. I like to wear them. I like to wear them with different teams. I'm just a fan of sports in general, and mostly with baseball jerseys. But I mentioned why I got the Ohtani shirt, or why I would get an Ohtani jersey, a Dodgers one, is because, look, I don't think they're big rivals. Like, they're not the Mets. They're not the Braves. They're not any of the NL East teams. I feel maybe a little odd wearing any NL East, like, you know, like a Greg Maddux shirt or a Ronald Acuna Jr. shirt. I'd feel weird doing that. It's like, what are you doing wearing a rival of the Phillies? And I said, well, I would get an Ohtani Dodgers jersey because they're not rivals. And John argued that they are. And I had, you know, a couple other callers and people on Twitter, you know, tweet about it. And we get Pat in Denver as well. He called in and talked about it. He tweeted me about it as well. Shout out to Pat. Pat's great. He's very knowledgeable about sports and baseball as well, of course. But look, I know there's a history of the Phillies with the Dodgers. I don't care if they played in like 1984. Three or 1978, like that's fine. I get it. Like, I guess with rivalries, there's history, of course, like history with the Eagles and Cowboys. They're also interdivision rivals as well, the Eagles and Cowboys. I just don't think there's like hatred there, though. I think right now, I think more Phillies fans want it to be a rivalry because the Dodgers have become the evil empire. To a certain extent, no, they aren't the Yankees who have won 4 World Series in 5 years and getting the World Series every single year yet. But they're really like getting close to it. And I think we just don't like the Dodgers. I think a lot of baseball fans don't like the Dodgers right now. We hate them because they're, you know, spending a lot of money and getting like every player. Like a Kyle Tucker, who knows? And they're winning right now, and we don't like them, and I get it. And I get we want to, you know, in 08 and 09, we beat them both times, and they were a big series because they were both in the NLCS, and that's how we got to the World Series. And I get it. Like, I get it. They're also a big market team, and they're a classic legendary franchise in their own right. I think it's more about, like, our fan base just not liking the Dodgers because of what they become, you know, with Ohtani and everybody and all the money they've spent. I don't think it's because we're actual rivals. Like, honestly, like the players have been complimenting each other and the front office and whomever else. Like Dombrowski nonstop, and I know that people don't like Dombrowski right now, but like Dombrowski complimented the Dodgers a bunch. The Bryce Harper earlier in this last season talked about, like, well, you know, how can you hate on the Dodgers? Like, you know, they want to go win. I think I forget exactly what the quote was last year, but Harper talked about it that way. You know, after the series ended in the NLDS, I think all players were very complimentary of each other. Like, there was no fire there. There's no like animosity. I think Johnson and other callers brought up that Eagles Rams. well, their rivalry. And I'm like, maybe. Maybe because the Rams really want to beat us, and players, their players have talked about it. So we're like, oh yeah, oh, look at that. Like, it's there's some fire there between players, or from players, like, you know, against the organization. And I see that. I can see there's an argument there. And we played in the playoffs last year. I get that. I still think there's an argument for us to not be a rivalry with the Rams. There might be a little argument, more argument for that. But I just don't think it is. But I'm curious. So I put a Twitter poll at @Rojas_media_. I put it on Twitter, and I asked, are the Dodgers and Phillies and Dodgers a rivalry? Yes or no? Right now, there's like 22 more hours to vote, so go vote. But are the Phillies and Dodgers a rival? It's so far at 67% no and 33% yes. And I'm surprised at that. I thought more people would say yes, actually, even though I think no. But I'm curious. You can vote at @Rojas_media_. I want to know what you think. Tweet me. Vote on that poll. I'm very curious to know what you think. Are the Phillies and Dodgers a rival? Are they rivals? I don't think they are. I don't think there's enough like animosity and fire between the franchises. I don't. And there's not enough like history. I don't want to go on too much here, but there's not enough of a history. So that's going to do it for me. Francisco Rojas, another episode of Phillies Today. I will talk to you guys next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.